breaking news on the trending technology you need and can't live without. Ari Zolden of Quantum Media Group, exclusively on Kevin McCullough Radio.
You do have to realize that I understand the irony of keeping Carol Markowitz a second segment just so she could tell us to turn off our screens and go boldly out into the real world and start living life again, to only be followed up by Tech Tuesday. I understand the irony there, but you have to remember that this is the only place in all of talk radio where technology is focused on with breaking news every single week. And I love having Ari Zolden with us. Carol is certainly very pro-technology, even though she's trying to get us to live life outdoors a little bit more this summer, which I don't think is a bad thing. Hey, Ari, welcome. Good to have you.
Great to be here. And being back-to-back, obviously having you as the host and being back-to-back with Carol is a real honor, and certainly a blockbuster team you have here.
So, if it's not at least a little bit cognitive dissonant today. So let's talk about this. There's a couple of big stories that you highlighted, but they're kind of foreign and kind of, you know, complicated. But let's talk about this. First of all, the European Union is looking at going after Google. What are they going to do?
So, yeah, it's been on the EU's radar for some time right now. They're concerned, similarly with what the DOJ is concerned about, them becoming too big and the conversation moving towards, you know, well, is it time for us to start looking, or for the agency to start looking at breaking up Google? And obviously there's a lot of conversation, there's a lot of buzz about that in the tech community, of what that may look like. Worst case scenario, I see if there are any antitrust issues, there'll be a fine set forth. Best case scenario, nothing at all will happen. My guess is that there are probably going to be some fines being issued. But I do think the conversation of whether or not Google, not only specifically Google, but the Facebook and the Amazons of the world, that conversation, whether or not it's going to be, it should be broken up, is going to be a pretty active and lively conversation.
Well, you know, it's going to start here as well. And the reason I bring this up is because the Supreme Court has a big tech case that's coming its way soon. And you have seen the Supreme Court in the United States over the last few days, particularly with the NC2A case, say, you know what, we are really sensitive to the antitrust issues that are out there right now. And you could make the argument that big tech, which would include Twitter and Google and some of these guys, have operated kind of under that methodology for some time. And they didn't start out intending to do that, but they grew into a spot where they were able to now kind of, you know, fix the system to a certain degree. So I think you're right. I think there's a lot of checking under the hood that's going to come very, very swiftly.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's going to be, you know, there are going to be landmark cases coming down. But I think that this is going to be a very active conversation, both in the short term and the long term. You know, can we see what Google may look like when similarly to what the baby bells look like years ago when the telephone companies broke up? I could see that happening. Tech is becoming big, but I don't necessarily think big in a bad way. Obviously there's data concerns and how they're handling our data. But you know, when we talk about capitalism, these were all small companies that started in someone's garage somewhere. So it's hard for someone, for government to come down and say, you know, you're too big. We now have to break you up. So I do have a problem with that part of the conversation.
Yeah. Well, let's move from the European Union over to Russia and Estonia. And what's this other big story about cyber crime and go to solutions for cyber crime now?
So this is amazing. Estonia, with the capital being Tallinn. It's a tiny, tiny country in the Balkans, in the Baltics, rather, about 1.3 million people in the country. And what they've done is they virtually, no pun intended, digitalized their entire country, from their voting system to taxes to how you register your newborn baby. The entire country is fully digitized, so much so that they've become from a cyber perspective, NATO has their cyber defense hub based in Tallinn. So, you know, when you have all this digital infrastructure, obviously cybersecurity and data related issues come about, but they've been on the forefront of all this cutting technology. So it's just, it's amazing to see not only they're strong in talent in programmers and cybersecurity specialists, but they're also they're innovating at an incredibly fast pace in Estonia. And I think what's going to happen is I think other countries are going to look at Estonia as a model of what, quote unquote, what a digital country is going to look like. And I think they've done a phenomenal job in pulling that off.
Well, you have been ahead of the curve, Ari, way ahead of the curve for a lot of people in other small countries in the Middle East and in Europe. What is it about some of these smaller places that lend themselves to being able to adapt to this kind of digitized existence so much faster?
Sure. I think it's always a top-down approach. I think it started with the leaders of the country that understood that, you know, they needed to try to stand out from the rest of the countries around them. The ability, I think, to quickly innovate, a small country gives you that ability to innovate without having to deal with large government. I mean, a million people in a country, you could kind of, somebody can make, you know, decisions rather quickly and put things in action. So I think between that, the intelligence coming out of that country too, they've got, you know, incredibly smart people that are computer centric, that are geared towards programming and cybersecurity. I think kind of the combination of those variables enable a country to move pretty quickly. I mean, we have spoken about Israel in the past. Israel is a prime example. Got a small country surrounded by a lot of difficult neighbors, and I'm being very, very politically correct in saying
yes.
That. they're in a very difficult part of the world, and their need to innovate is really due to the fact that they need to survive. You know, they have no natural resources, so all they have is their intelligence to be able to come up with innovative products and services, and that really that survival mentality really brings them to the top. So Estonia doesn't have all those elements, but they certainly have enough to be able to position themselves as this new digital economy and position themselves as a
well,
digital
that's,
country.
That's very, very cool. Ari, I always appreciate the insight. Thank you so much.
You bet. Thank you, Kevin.
Kevin McCullough coming right back. Don't go away.